Well, good afternoon. Thank you for being here. I'm sure you could be somewhere else, but I appreciate that. My name is Juan Carlos Diaz. I come from the University of Georgia, and I'm sharing with you some of our results on an important crop in our state, which is Vidalia onion. It's a commodity that has a niche market. It has some certain characteristics, among them a low pungency, that allows the growers to get a higher price for the onion because it can only be grown in certain areas of the state. You cannot grow them outside that area without... You cannot call them Vidalia onions if it is not grown in those counties that are in color, okay? What I'm talking today is, you are organic people. Are there any inorganic people here? This is not going to be new to you, but when I started agriculture, basically they taught us about the importance of soil physical and chemical properties. We heard about organic matter, but it was tangential. I see a lot of new young people, new scientists. You're probably hearing more about the importance of biological properties of the soil. That's not how I learned agriculture, okay? So the older folks like me, we have to retrain ourselves to think about the importance of biological properties and how those three components, the physical, chemical, and biological properties, interact to produce plant health, soil health. I'm going to concentrate in the presentation on nitrogen, although there are other elements going on, and as you will see the data, it's obvious. Nitrogen goes through nature through a lot of steps, and primarily, as it relates to the presentation, in the soil, when we have organic residue, they have to go through a process that involves mineralization and nitrification. Those processes, as you well know, are conducted or carried out by bacteria. And bacteria are influenced by several factors. So that already is leading us to understand that the process is complex. And that complexity makes it difficult for us as people working in agriculture to give recommendations. You know, one thing to keep in mind is that if you take any extension publication and you want to see how much nitrogen to apply to onion in Georgia, it's very clear cut. We found out studies years ago that about 140, 150 kilos per hectare is sufficient. Okay, that's in conventional production. And in conventional production, you have a label that tells you it's 10 and 10, for instance, you know you're getting 10% nitrogen. 10% phosphorus, 10% potassium. And you get it, and the crop is going to get that. But what if you apply an organic fertilizer and you want to get 150 kilograms of nitrogen? How much organic fertilizer you have to apply when you consider the previous slide that fertilizer is not completely available? It's in organic form. Proteins, amino acids, and so on, they have to be gone through a series of processes from that protein structure into ammonia or nitrate. A lot of processes. And we have bacteria working. And those bacteria are affected by many factors. And this is some of the issues that happen in the field. That we may have this synchrony between when the nutrients are available, nutrients from the organic fertilizer, versus when the nutrients are needed by the crop. Sometimes you plant your crop, your nutrients are available earlier, like in this case, earlier than when the crop needs them. And if you happen to have soils like ours, which are soils with very low nutrient cation exchange capacity, very leachable, a lot of the nutrients, especially nitrogen, leach out. You lost the nutrients. Or it may be that you apply the fertilizer and temperatures are low, and then your crop doesn't have the nutrients when needed because they have not been made available. Okay, same situation. You see, the crop needs the nutrients at a time when the nutrients are not available. So the peaks are different. Availability and need. Mineralization of this nitrogen is affected by temperature. This is just one example of a study done in California. Very strongly, bacteria respond directly to temperature. Okay? So that's why if you are growing crops in low temperature conditions, you may not have a lot of nutrients available, not a lot of nitrogen, because the bacteria are just not working. And that's why sometimes when you grow them in tunnels, plants grow better, because bacteria are more active in the tunnel because temperatures are higher. And all those type of things are working, and those things we need to keep in mind. We also, when we apply fertilizers, sometimes we have to apply much more. If you look at column B, which shows us how much nitrogen was taken, the crop took that nitrogen, like in the first row, spinach, 45 pounds, and we applied 210. And that is already leading us to very low nitrogen use efficiencies. So, what was the thing we were trying to answer, or the question? Basically, to be able to have some more elements to recommend the growers how much organic nitrogen to apply. This is for organic onion, and organic Vidalia onion is a very good crop, let me tell you. They get very good price for that. So there's a lot of interest on this question. So we grew the study in Tifton, Georgia, which is in the southern part of the state, under plastic, using plastic mulch for the onions, for rows per bed. You know, the details are there. Using drip irrigation, two lines per bed. Beds are 1.8 meters apart. And we applied different levels of organic fertilizer, which is a MicroStart fertilizer from Purdue that has a 3-2-3 MPK. But this is coming from chicken manure. It's a processed chicken manure that they sell you in bags. And we apply from 0 to 8 tons to the acre, which is equivalent to about 0 to 240 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. We wanted to be able to build the nitrogen response curve. As I told you before, commercially we need around 140 kilos of nitrogen per hectare. We are applying 240. We wanted to be sure we cover the full response. That's what we thought. We were ingenious, but that was not the case. Okay, pay attention to this. The temperature data is showing us that around 7th of March, temperatures start to go up. Why is that important? Well, if you look at root growth, measured as dry weight accumulation, you can start to see that at that temperature, root growth starts to be more enhanced. And we show the line that is in blue, equivalent to no nitrogen, showing reduced root growth, which is what you kind of expect. The other treatments were very similar in root growth. Shoot growth is showing, again, a reduced growth for the zero nitrogen, and some differences in increasing in shoot growth with increasing rates of nitrogen, as you can see it here. But it's not very clear, other than the treatment with zero nitrogen, which you can see in the top left, it has reduced growth. The other treatments show similar rate of growth. But I think if we... Now, okay, before I go there, both dry weight, you can see more differences in terms of... associated with the treatments. Lowest bulk dry weight was with the 0% nitrogen, which is expectable. And then there are some differences associated with the rates of application. I think if we see this other way, in which you can see that basically root growth, shoot growth, and bulk dry weight increase with increasing rates of application, especially if you look at the left bottom figure for bulb drive weight, we can see that the curve doesn't saturate. thus in contrast with root growth and shoot growth rate that saturate at some level, the curve tends to saturate the response, but not for bulb dry weight. That bottom left is suggesting to us that whatever we applied was not sufficient, either because it was not enough or the nitrogen taken by the bulbs at the time the plant took that nitrogen was probably not available in the soil, and they didn't have enough. Even we applied 240 kilograms of nitrogen, which is much more than recommended, it was still not enough. And in the bottom right, we see, as you kind of expect, that the root-to-shoot ratio decreases as you increase your nitrogen application. Thank you. Okay, in this one, we can see that the different concentrations of nutrients as we apply different levels of nitrogen. You can see, for instance, nitrogen. The nitrogen concentration in the leaves decrease as we increase the level of application of fertilizer. I was expecting more like a stable concentration, but no, it was really a decrease. That was kind of surprising to me. But anyway, similar thing happened with calcium. Other nutrients did not show a consistent response, but calcium and nitrogen decrease. I'm not presenting the data, but for the bulbs, the bulb concentration of nutrients didn't show a difference in concentration with different levels of fertilization, except for phosphorus, which as you increase the level of fertilizer application, phosphorus concentration decrease. As we apply more fertilization, you can see here that all the nutrients depicted show a higher accumulation in the plant, which is what you kind of expect. But the curve is not linear. Let's look at nitrogen in the top left. You see it's a quadratic response, which is basically already telling us that nitrogen use efficiency is decreasing, because you see the decrease in the slope of the curve. But you will see it later in the next figure. But basically, these shapes of the curve are telling us the way the dynamics of nutrient accumulation for the different nutrients as affected by the amount of fertilizer application. Look at nutrient. This is basically nutrient use efficiency. This is nitrogen. Nitrogen use efficiency decreases as we increase the nitrogen application of the organic fertilization. This is important. That means as we apply more nitrogen, plants are not using it. We're wasting nitrogen, and that has two important implications that you probably already thought about. First of all, it's a waste of money for the grower. Second, is an environmental impact potential. Those things are something we start to need to think about when doing organic fertilization, that a lot of that nitrogen may be lost, especially in light soils. So what do we conclude? Well, look at our plants. Plants look chlorotic, even with high rates of application. That's already telling me or suggesting to me that plants didn't have enough nitrogen. Okay? Organic plant growth increased with increasing organic fertilization rate, probably with higher nitrogen levels. But later in the season, when the bulb was enlarging, when high rates of nitrogen were needed, apparently there was not sufficient nitrogen. And that's why we had some effects on the yields. So, one of the things we thought about is that in this study, we applied all the nitrogen pre-planting. In our conditions, definitely that doesn't seem to be a right way to go. We need to split it. And I know this is a simple thing, but we decided to do it the way we did it because that's the way some growers are doing it. That's not a good thing. We need to split applications to increase the nitrogen use efficiency. Okay. I don't have much time. So have we learned something? A little bit. we have a lot more to learn. It's complicated to provide recommendations. So that's one thing I can tell you. But we're moving in the right direction, and some other groups in this country are doing similar type of studies. Thank you.